Hello, everyone on Audio Beers VR Podcasting. I have a question that I don't know who might be able to answer me. But I want to ask a question about trains and platforms and stations. In my opinion, and I've been going to talk about this before, but there isn't always a purpose, and it's just me having a moan. But it's a question. This is actually a question that I would be very interested to hear the answer to. So we have an over-announcement. There you go, here's one. Please keep your luggage with you at all times. I know that. Or please don't smoke. I know that. Oh, your train's going to be late, but we're not going to tell you why. Great. This wasn't going to be a rant, but it is. And then when you get on the train, there's hardly any announcements because it's the driver that's got to do it. Northfield. Longhill. Turn out. Whatever. And that's how that goes. So my question is, are these other announcements coming in because someone can see on the security camera that someone's smoking? So if I was to light up a cigarette now, not that I ever would, but if I did, and try and smoke it in the lift, or try and smoke it on the station, or on the platforms, would an announcement ensue? Because the operators can just press this automated announcement thing, and customers are reminded that no smoking is permissible on any part of the station. Please extinguish all smoking material. And if so, if that is the case, why don't they just say, "Oi, you, in the red top, stop bloody smoking." Because that would be... Is this so new that the psychology of how to get people to actually stop what they're doing when on security camera would just become a less attractive option than being called out by some faceless announcement on a train, on the station when the train. I don't know, it's an interesting one. Because, you know, if nothing's going to happen to you for smoking, then you might as well just smoke. Or is it an offence that would be picked up by the police? Would they then follow you? Oh, we've caught him on the security camera on the platform, and then we caught him on the security camera on the train, and he's a persistent offender, so we're going to get him. Or would it only just be these announcements, and are they just going to keep it? Because to me, they're just going to keep it in general. Because to me, there's a weird psychology in you know, if you've got something you need to say to someone, but instead of saying it to that person, you say it to everyone, and then the person doesn't feel... The person who's done the crime just can say, well, I can hide behind the fact they were talking to everyone. And then the people who haven't done anything go, what are you blaming me for? What are you having to get me for? Or am I thinking too much into it? I don't know. It would be interesting, though. And I have had situations where people have used cameras to, like, talk to me. So I remember when one of the times I was getting assistance on London Underground, and I got to the station, and nobody was there to assist me. They must have still been on their way down. And the driver sort of said, oh, you know, no one, someone needs to come down and collect this guy. And then it was like, the visually impaired passenger standing on platform one, please be advised that someone is coming to assist you and just to stand where you are. Thank you. And I was just like, oh no, you've called me out. It was really weird. An announcement just for me. But yeah, very, very interesting. And there's probably a whole psychology to announcing and announcements. What's that famous one that they talk about? Mr. Slimes or something. Mr. Grimes. Can Mr. Grimes come to the control room? What? It's not Grimes, is it? But what is his name? Mr. Sands. Can Mr. Sands please come to the control room? Normally means something like there's a bomb going off or something really bad's happening, doesn't it? It's an emergency. And I know in the past, in the UK, when there were a lot more terrorism and bomb scares and stuff, there used to be these sort of semi-coded announcements. Who ate all the pies? Who ate all the pies? Please, control room. I don't know. But that kind of thing, it was supposed to be not alarming people. Except for the fact that we all know about Mr. Sands because, I do, because I remember an alarm going off, and it was an automated announcement going, could Mr. Sands please come to the control room? Doo-doo-doo. Could Mr. Sands please come to the control room? Doo-doo-doo. And then could Mr. Sands... And then stopped. So, in this world of automated announcements, what's the difference between that old style way of doing it where you had to have people, and now, you know, they get on my nerves. I'd rather have a person. And don't think they can kid me by providing a recorded announcement of someone with a stuffy Birmingham accent, for example, in terms of the local announcements up for recording. Says, ladies and gentlemen, there'll be a restricted service due to this bank holiday weekend essential engineering works. We're very, very sorry about the inconvenience this may cause your journey, and we do advise that you to London Midland on www.londonmidland.com. Thank you. Or .co.uk if someone's trying to do the whole groovy thing. Anyway, my train's coming, I think, and there was one cancelled, so that's why I've had time to do this. But I'll speak to you all soon.